Manuel, a lot of talk during the offseason. You know, is Coach Jones all right from a hot seat perspective? Does he have the support? What do you guys think when you hear that kind of talk?
We don't focus on that. We only can focus on what we can control, and that's summer workouts, on-the-field workouts, and just trying to have a successful season.
Also on the left side, third row.
Michael Bratton from Saturday Down South. Can you just talk about your new defensive back coach and what he brings to the team?
Coach Warren, that's my guy. I like him. He brings a lot of detail to the team, and that's what we need in my position as a defensive back and a cornerback. You need to focus on your details, and he brings those, and that's something that can make us be a successful corner.
Right side, third row.
Is Coach Jones as eternally optimistic behind the scenes?
What do you mean? Can you explain it a little better?
Yeah, he's pretty positive, I think, out in the open to the media. Is he always that self-assured when it's just you and you guys?
Oh, yes. Coach Jones, he's a positive guy. He's bringing positive energy. He knows that's what we need as a team, and he does that on a day-to-day basis.
Right side in the very back.
Manuel, Cam Sutton's gone now. Who's the leader of the secondary back there at this point?
I definitely see myself as a leader. We also have a couple more leaders on the team. We got older guys, as in Justin Martin. He's an older guy. Michael Abernathy, Evan Berry, Ty Kelly. We have a lot of guys. Rashawn Gordon. We have a lot of guys that's older and has played a lot of ball.
Left side here by the door.
Emmanuel, obviously at corner there's Justin and Shaq and some of the addition of some of those freshmen too. What has that kind of done for the competition at your position this offseason?
Competition only makes people go harder, and it only better people. We're just trying to focus on each other, getting each other better, helping each other out. And when that time comes, we'll handle it when it comes.
Right side, third row.
Manuel, you guys kind of consistently started slow last year, overcame it for the first, I guess, five games before it caught up to you. Were you guys able to find any tangible reasons why you kept putting yourself in big holes?
No, that's just the game of football. Sometimes it happened. We put ourselves in those holes. We found ways to win some games we didn't. We learned from it. We have a better season this year.
Left side here, second row.
Chris Walsh, SEC Country. There's been a lot of talk about how the quarterback play in the conference is getting better. Is there someone in your mind that you think kind of stands out from everyone else?
I can't really say. You mean as in quarterbacks on my team? Oh, just in general? Not really. I think that we have great quarterbacks on my team, and I think that they definitely stand out.
In terms of opposition, is there someone who stands out that's really tough to face?
There's great quarterbacks all over that we play. I think all of them are pretty good. But like I said, I think that our quarterbacks are pretty great.
We have time for a couple quick questions. Front row here.
With the mention of quarterbacks, y'all playing a very unorthodox offense to start the season with the triple option with Georgia Tech. As a safety, what do you look forward to in facing that type of offense?
Well, first you have to start off with film study so you can find those keys. And that's what our safeties will do. They watch a lot of film. Our defense will actually do that. You look for the small keys and you just attack.
All right. I think that's actually all we have time for. Well, let's do one last one here and then we'll go ahead and get him out.
Emmanuel, what have you seen from Shaq since he came at the start of the summer?
He's definitely a great guy. I can see him as being one of the leaders on the team, emergent leaders. He's a hard worker in the weight room. He's a fast guy. I like Shaq as my teammate.